Let's go to line one, meanwhile, and talk to Howard Lerner, Executive Director of the Environmental Law and Policy Center. Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Glad to join you.
I'm so glad you're here. And, of course, you and I and Jerry and a bunch of other people sat around in your offices over the last, I don't know, month and a half, something like that, to hammer out these questions that are being proposed to all of the mayoral candidates to answer about the environment. Let me make a comment here. Yesterday, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Rahm Emanuel was on with Dick Kay on this very radio station in the afternoon for about, I don't know, 35, 40 minutes. And I listened to the interview, and I listened intently because I wanted to hear what he had to say about the environment. Now, a friend of mine claims that she heard something. I did not. And, you know, and I went over the tape this morning, and at least as much as I could do before the show, and I did not hear a lot about that. And I think it speaks to what we are trying. I say we. I'm speaking as president of the Chicago Recycling Coalition, but it speaks to what we're trying to do in terms of getting the candidates on board. Would you not say that?
You know, Mike, I'm pretty optimistic about it, and a little bit more than you are in what your last comments were. You know, let's look at the four major candidates and what they've been saying and what they've been doing, okay? You refer to City Clerk, former State Senator Miguel Duvalier. He held a press conference on Thursday over at the Fisk and Crawford coal plants and said, our position is time to finally clean these plants up or shut them down. Former Congressman Emanuel put out a policy platform a couple of weeks ago talking about the importance of energy efficiency around the city and ways in which we can retrofit buildings and save people and businesses money on their utility bills, reduce pollution, and create jobs in our communities. He's been a leader as a congressman on protecting the Great Lakes. Carol Mosley Braun has run a organic food company for the last couple of years, cares deeply about family farms and organic food processing. Gary Chico, strong candidate for mayor, was president of the Park District, chair of the board of directors, in effect, of the Chicago Park District. So many of our groups have worked with the candidates in different ways on different issues. Groups like Friends of the Parks and others who focus on the parks worked closely with Gary Chico. Many work closely with Carol Mosley Braun on different food and organic health issues. People worked very closely with Congressman Emanuel on the Great Lakes issues, and people have worked very closely with State Senator and City Clerk Miguel Duvalier on environmental issues involving energy issues and now the Fisk and Crawford plants. So I think what you're saying is the candidates stepping up. They all have track records on the environment that we respect. We've worked, different groups have worked with all of them, and they're stepping up now because voters care. You know, for many years, the mayor has talked about our shared view that Chicago become the greenest city in America. And as the candidates are doing their polling, and as they talk to people in the neighborhoods and communities, and just they know our city, they know that people and voters care about having a better environment, a healthy environment, a place that's more livable, and a community in which we can do all that and create jobs and improve our economy and grow our green economy. They're looking for votes. They know what voters care about. And voters in Chicago care about greening up our city. Not having that been just one of those things that we did under Mayor Daley. This is more enduring. This is going forward. So put me in the camp of being an optimist.
Well, good. Actually, I'm going to be an optimist, too, if only because we have come so far in the last 21 years. We know that Mayor Daley has done a lot of good, as you mentioned, in terms of the environment for the city of Chicago. But there's still a lot to be done. And that's where the list of questions comes in that we put together, that this coalition of environmental groups put together. Because some things are not finished, and some of them are very important. For instance, I'm sure you would agree, CTA and funding for mass transit in the city of Chicago. Where would you put that in the scheme of things about what we need to accomplish?
I mean, well, let's say it's simple and get to the point. You know, no good public transit, no green city. I mean, the fact of the matter is, having a transit system that works for people to go to see their friends, to do business, to go to their jobs, is essential for having a green city. It's essential for mobility. It's essential for people enjoying and wanting to be in our great city. CTA, there have been some improvements, but there have also been some ways in which all of us who take CTA on a regular basis know it's terribly lacking. Now, part of that has been the cutbacks in federal funding. Let's face it, you can't have a good urban transit system anywhere around the country where you don't get significant federal funding. And we've got to do something about Washington, even in that very hard situation. But there are things that we can do here. And most fundamentally, we need a mayor who focuses and prioritizes and says, I'm going to put some of my chips at the federal level and at the state level and making CTA work better and getting the funding we need to do that.
Let's go back to the genesis of getting these groups together to come up with these questions. You say you're an optimist, but obviously you felt and others felt that it would be good to point them in the right direction. It's not that, as you mentioned, all of the candidates are aware of green issues. What do you think is the importance of bringing together 17 environmental and conservation groups in and around Chicago? And I note that ELPC, of course, is broader in scope, covers the Midwest, not just Chicago, as is Openlands. And we're still trying to get Jerry Adelman here. I hope, Jerry, if you're listening, 773-838-9278. I don't know if we had the wrong number or what, but he's unavailable at the moment.
Mike, the Environmental Law and Policy Center is the Midwest leading environmental legal advocacy and eco-business innovation organization. We operate beyond Chicago throughout the state in Illinois, and as a matter of fact, I'm in Springfield today for the governor's inauguration. We also have offices in Iowa, Minneapolis, in Wisconsin, in Ohio, in North Dakota and South Dakota. We have 7 offices in the states around the Midwest. Chicago's our home. I'm a Chicagoan. I live a mile and a half from where I was born on the far north side of Chicago. We care about Chicago a lot. We also care about the rest of the Midwest and national as well. But why did these groups come together? And there are really 3 reasons. First of all, a number of us felt getting a common, shared, agreed-upon platform would be more powerful than if 17 leading Chicago groups all sort of did it on their own. There is value in common good. There's a value in us getting together and laying it out and saying, this is something that we all stand behind. And some of the groups cared more about clean energy, and some cared more about recycling, and some cared more about transportation, and some cared more about the parks. We put together a common green platform that was a terrific collaborative effort by groups working together and saying, let's get this in one place and on one good piece of paper. And that green platform is something that can be enduring and goes beyond the mayoral campaign. It's going to go into what the city action ought to be when our next mayor is elected. You know, the second point is that, you know, we represent a lot of people. If you put together the 17 groups in the room, our supporters include well more than 100,000 Chicagoans who vote. And what an election about, of course, is people who vote, and to the extent that we can compare and contrast the responses to the questionnaire, the 20 questions on the environment from the different candidates, we can provide some guidance to voters of where the candidates stand. And Chicagoans care about greening up our city. Chicagoans who vote care about the environment. And those Chicagoans want to know where the candidates stand. And when 17 leading organizations come together, put together the green platform and a 20 questionnaire for each of the candidates, they're going to respond to that, and the voters are going to look to see where they are. You know, and third, you know, as the candidates respond to that and voters see where they are, that's going to push the envelope a little bit. I think we're going to see candidates wanting to be perceived by the voters as on the right side of environmental issues that matter to a lot of us. And that's going to serve to raise the bar a little bit. So for all those reasons, getting everybody together and doing this in a collaborative way in which it wasn't just one group doing this and another group doing that and a third group saying this, but one common shared platform that everybody bought into, that I think everybody feels really good about, that's important to move our issues.
You know, and you mentioned the organizations and the votes. Of course, I believe that people who are environmentalists, I would think, are more likely to vote if they're already active in preserving their environment. They are certainly going to go to the ballot box. The groups are Active Transportation Alliance, Alliance for the Great Lakes, Blacks in Green, Center for Neighborhood Technology, Chicago Recycling Coalition, Citizens Action Illinois, Environmental Law and Policy Center, Environment Illinois, Friends of the Chicago River, Friends of the Forest Preserves, Friends of the Parks, Little Village Environmental Justice Organization, Metropolitan Planning Council, Nuclear Energy Information Services, Open Lands, Respiratory Health Association of Metropolitan Chicago, and Sierra Club, Illinois Chapter. That's quite a list of organizations.
It is, Mike, and I'm glad you rattled them off rather than asked me to do them all by memory. Look, these are the 17 leading environmental conservation and civic organizations in Chicago that work on environment and natural resources protection, protecting our lakes and our rivers and our parks, our clean air, our clean water, working across the board, better transportation, the CTA question you asked. Everybody came together and said, let's work together, let's break into subgroups, let's write up good questions, let's hone this down, let's get it together, and let's work together through the environmental community. You know, and all of us are really proud to have put this together. You know, people met, as you mentioned, in the Environmental Law and Policy Center's office, but there were a lot of emails and phone calls beyond that. We had a press conference that you and others were at last week, got a lot of media attention. If people want to look at the questionnaire and want to see a description of the press conference and so forth, take a look at elpc.org, Environmental Law and Policy Center's website. It's there on the front page, elpc.org, and you can click the link and you can see the press conference, you can see the questionnaire. And we'll have a new website up that will be focused on this entirely as soon as we get the candidates' responses to the question.
Now, the candidates have been told that they should have those in by the 12th of January, which is, gives them about a week to from when it was sent out. As you said, it'll be posted. And I've noticed in following this over the past few days that most of the, or at least many of the other organizations have already posted the questions on their websites as well. I've got it on MikeNovak.net. It's also on Chicago Recycling Coalition website. I've seen it on Open Lands. I've seen it on Environment Illinois. So you can't take three steps without tripping over these questions, which is, I think, great because people should look at them. And very quickly, I'm not going to read all of them because there's 20 here, and they do go into some detail. But in general, there's categories that include climate change solutions and clean energy, which includes the Fisk and Crawford coal plant question, supporting the Chicago Climate Action Plan, investment in auditing and retrofitting all city-owned and city-leased buildings in the next 5 years with energy-efficient measures, advanced renewable energy to power homes and businesses, purchasing more renewable energy. Will you commit the city of Chicago to purchasing at least 20% of their electricity supply from locally or in-state generated renewable energy resources by 2014? Cleaner construction, that is to say, using cleaner diesel fuel. Then there's the recycling, of course, which stands on its own. As a lot of people know, this is an issue that's front and center in terms of the number of the candidates. Clean water. And it's not just disinfecting. Maybe you want to speak to this. It's not just disinfecting the Chicago River, but it's about saving water with Chicago's MeterSafe program. That's actually the first question on here, and with the goal of reaching 50% of single-family homes in two flats during the first term in office. Do you want to address that a little bit, Howard?
Mike, these questions, as you're describing, span the gamut. You know, there are questions on parks, there are questions on clean air, there are questions on clean water. That's what this is intended to do, and it reflects the vitality of all the groups that have been a part of this.
If
you want, I'm glad to address any of the particular questions.
No, it's okay. You probably, we don't have a whole lot more time, but the water issues also include better stormwater management, keeping invasive species out of Lake Michigan. Then there's the transportation issue. We alluded to that earlier with funding, increased funding for CTA and how that's going to happen. Cleaner CTA buses, high-speed rail development in Chicago, supporting cyclists, pedestrians, bicycles on the streets of Chicago, relieving congestion and encourage car sharing and electric vehicles. As you said, parks and open space are a huge issue. Do you commit to adding neighborhood public park space in communities that have less than 2 acres of parks per 1,000 residents? Preserving the Lake Calumet region, which is a big deal. Completing the lakefront parks, completing the South Lakefront Park, the last 4 miles along the lakefront. And then finally, another area near and dear to my heart, local food. Will you support coordinated and flexible city policies and zoning ordinances that will remove barriers and provide incentives for growing, producing, and selling locally grown foods in Chicago neighborhoods? And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about in the second hour of the show today, because it's a huge problem, and the various city agencies are bumping into themselves and don't really, in some ways, know how to handle this. And it's going to be up to a new mayor to help coordinate those policies in the city of Chicago.
Right. The key here, Mike, is next Wednesday we'll get the responses from the mayor. All of our groups are committed to work together to get those responses out to our members and supporters. We think there can be quite a buzz around the city about what are the mayoral candidates saying on the environment. And we want to make sure that as people begin to move toward making their decision of who they're going to vote for, they know where the different candidates stand. So if you're a member of an environmental group or a supporter, check the website, check your emails. All of us are pretty committed to getting to you information on where do the mayoral candidates stand. And, we're not suggesting that people be single-issue voters. People are going to think about a lot of issues, education. People are going to think about public safety. People are also thinking about where do the candidates stand on the environment, and that's part of how they're going to decide who they vote for. And let's all work together to, first of all, get that information out to Chicagoans who vote. Secondly, when you see the mayoral candidate at a forum, ask him or her, where do you stand on these issues? Let's know where they stand. Third, make sure that when you vote, and please make sure that you do vote, think about what are the differences of the candidates on these issues. Whoever gets elected, then we need to work with him or her to make sure this gets implemented. Chicago can't rest on our laurels. There's a lot of competition out there to be the greenest city in America. We want Chicago to be a leader. We want to do that both because it attracts jobs, people, and business and economic and social vitality to our city, and also because for us it makes it a great city to live in.
Let me mention one more thing before I let you go, Howard, and you're aware of this, that Friends of the Parks and the Streeterville Organization of Active Residents, in partnership with a number of environmental groups and community groups, is putting on a forum, the Chicago Mayoral Forum on Community and Environmental Issues, and that's going to be a week from Wednesday, January 19th, at the Chicago Marriott downtown, 540 North Michigan Avenue on the 7th floor. Andy Shaw, the executive director of the Better Government Association, will be the moderator for that. I went to a meeting about that the other day, and there's going to be a bunch of tickets available for that. As a matter of fact, I have some tickets that I'm going to try to give away in the show, but I know that a lot of environmental organizations have tickets for that, and a number of the questions that were developed for the Green Growth Platform will be presented to the candidates in that public forum on the 19th of January at the Chicago Marriott downtown. So I thought I would throw that in as well. So to know that in a public, you know, in addition to the what they're going to, how they're going to respond in writing, which will be posted on ELPC and elsewhere and on my website and wherever we can put it up, the candidates will have a chance to speak in public on some of these issues on the 19th. Howard Lerner, thank you so much. I have no idea what happened to Jerry. He's lost in the ether someplace.
We like Jerry. He's a good friend and a good colleague.
He's a great guy. And, you know, if he's out there and he still wants to call in, I'll talk to him. But enjoy the inauguration. Thank you so much for your work on the Green Growth Platform and for being on the show this morning. And you and I will talk soon.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
You too. Bye-bye. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. I need to get Jerry Edelman's holding in. I want to get back to him, and I'm going to apologize right here because I was the one that got the number wrong, which I cannot believe. This is the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. I go to line two and offer my sincerest apologies, Mr. Edelman.
No problem, Mike. Nice to be with you.
It's good to be with you. Jerry Edelman, who's the president and CEO of Openlands, and if you know anything about Openlands, you know that they're involved in many fabulous activities in and around Chicago, land preservation, greenways, community greening, tree keepers. I am tree keeper number 417, Mr. Edelman.
Hey, fantastic. Oh. You know, you're now up to 1,200. It's
wow.
A remarkable program, and actually this year it'll be the 20th anniversary of Tree Keepers.
Oh, that's great. We'll have to do a special celebration.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful. It's become a model, really, around the country and even other parts of the world, you know, getting citizens involved in caring for the urban forest, and you know firsthand.
Yeah, well, basically, people who want to know something about trees go to a class, and I don't remember how many weeks it is now.
It's 7 classes, 3 hours each. It's a pretty serious commitment, and, you know, top professionals in the field, scientists and tree care professionals, as you know, are the teachers, volunteers, an amazing commitment on their part.
And you know that, I mean, you just heard the commercial for the care of trees. They're
right,
one of the people that's involved in that. And, you learn everything from tree identification to pruning. And to a lot of people, pruning is not a science. It's magic, you know.
One of the things we're hoping, too, is that what it has done is really connected people to the important role that trees play in the city, that they become ambassadors for that urban forest. And now with a new mayor, you know, looming, we want to make sure that the commitment is still there and that people value and understand, you know, the multiple benefits that trees in the city bring us.
Well, that launches us into the discussion I had earlier with Howard Lerner from ELPC about mm-hmm. The Green Growth Platform, which, and of course you were one of the people that helped put this together, and rightly so, because Openlands, like the Environmental Law and Policy Center, is a regional organization, not so much City of Chicago, although it centers around the city of Chicago.
Right. We cover a 3-state metro area, and, you know, you kind of look at the metropolitan footprint, you know, it's much bigger even than just the 6 counties or 7 counties in northeastern Illinois that we typically focus on. But at the heart of this great metropolitan area is the city of Chicago. And so obviously, you know, its future and the leadership role that it provides and the kind of image that it has is so key to, you know, the future of this global metropolitan area.
Well, Howard says he's optimistic that the new mayor is going to come in and have environmental issues in mind as policy, regardless of who it is. And he ticked off how each of the candidates, the major candidates at this point, have been involved in environmental activities of one sort or another. Problem is, you can talk a good game. I mean, even if these people in the past have participated, and a number of them have participated in great with teemed with great organizations, but we're in a huge debt in the city of Chicago, suffering from a huge debt, and it seems to me that one of the first things to go are the environmental initiatives. Does that bother you at all?
It does, and because I think often they're dismissed as sort of the icing on the cake, or, you know, if we have the luxury of addressing all the other issues that we have, jobs and education and crime and, you know, economic development, that then we can focus on the environment, whereas I would argue that you can't focus on any of those things unless you have a sustainable and healthy environment. And that includes, you know, urban parks and public open space that contribute in such significant ways to, you know, improved community life and sense of place, healthy lifestyles, and to the economy. You know, look at Millennium Park. I mean, that's a rather dramatic example. You know, at one end of the spectrum, obviously, this world-class new public open space that set really new global standards. But the millions of dollars that that brings in every year to the city in revenues, you know, in terms of retail, restaurants, tourism, you know, hotels and so forth. But in lesser ways, less dramatic ways, I should say, not lesser ways, that every community, I mean, having wonderful parks and green campuses around the schools and, you know, opportunities for recreation, outdoors, you know, those are essentials. And so the challenge for the new mayor is to be creative and figure out how to integrate that into a more holistic agenda and think, again, creatively about resources. You know, what can we tap? You know, new federal programs that might be out there, private sector support, partnerships with developers and community groups and not-for-profits. And but we can't let it, you know, kind of drop from the list of important issues that we have to face as a city.
Yeah, that question was basically asked at the news conference at the ELPC on Thursday, and I lamely attempted to address it.
I thought you did a great job.
Well, you know, but I left the room, and later on I went home and I went, ow, what I should have said was, you know, and I have to admit, I get tense when people say, well, you know, environment, that's second tier. It's not when you're talking about clean air and clean water and food, local food, and the health of your citizens and energy retrofitting. How is that second tier?
Yeah, and it's also competitiveness. I mean, today, large cities like Chicago are competing with other metropolitan areas around the world. And this thing of image, brand, you know, quality of life, whatever those labels are, so important. How is the city perceived? Do people want to live and work there? Do corporations want to have their headquarters there? Can they attract the high-level personnel? So it works at many levels, but including that highest level of economic competitiveness, I think. And Chicago, under Mayor Daley, really has emerged as a great global city. And, you know, I would argue that one of the key ingredients or dimensions of that has been his focus on parks and greening and open spaces and beautification, which also contributes in very substantial ways to the things that you just outlined in terms of those basic needs and, you know, of human life, healthy environment and clean air and water and the opportunities to recreate close to home.
Mm-hmm.
So these are essentials.
Well, we're basically out of time, but one of the things I want to do, Jerry, I'm wondering if you would, let's talk about this. I would love to have you in studio and talk about all the great things that Open Lands does. In particular, I'm kind of interested in talking about the Open Lands Lakeshore Preserve, which used to be the old Fort Sheridan up there. And would you come down to the studio sometime and talk to me?
Of course, anytime.
And if you want
a treat,
great. We're going to set that up. And if you want the questions, the 20 questions for Chicago's mayoral candidates, the Green Growth Platform. One of the places you can go is openlands.org.
Exactly.
And it's all right there on the website. And Jerry Adelman, president and CEO of Open Lands, we will talk again. And I'm going to have you down here, and we'll go on at length.
I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much,
Have
Jerry.
Have a good day. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.